Would you like to read a book? No, I don't. I can't breathe.
Hello, and welcome to this week's installment of I Can't Read. I'm Paul.
And I'm Buff Chick Tony.
Because
I had some buff chick.
Yeah, that's short for buffalo chicken. Not
some buff chick.
So much that he had sex with someone that looked like Arnold Schwarzenegger, but had titties in the vagina.
Dude, ironically enough, that you bring up Arnold.
Yeah.
At work, instead of music on the HomePods, we've
just
been putting
Arnold
on
clips.
Pumping Iron. Yeah.
Wait, what do you mean?
Pumping Iron by Arnold. It's an audio tape of him being like, now you need to go down the way, pull up.
Is that the same one?
Sets.
I think that I've heard.
It's a workout tape.
Okay, yeah. There's a documentary or something. He's like, so you know,
iron.
Like when I'm lifting weights, it gives me the sensation that I'm coming, and like, you know, coming feels so good. So I lift weights all the time because I feel like I'm coming.
Yeah, he's like,
is that in the audio tape that you guys play at work?
Yeah, no, not that one. That's from Pumping Iron, an interview.
Okay,
that he gave. This is a workout tape he made, so it's all just him being like, now we're going to do 20 squats,
and then we're gonna come 20 times. Ah,
he doesn't mention coming.
Come.
Yeah, you're a little close.
What do you mean?
The mic.
Oh, now you're giving me fucking audio tips.
My ears are bleeding with your...
That's weird. I don't see it.
Horrible.
I don't see it.
It's hidden in the fucking...
Oh, yeah. Just suctioned on.
The suction pump.
They're hermetically sealed, so you just can't see the blood. I understand.
My blood's very thick.
Yeah.
Doesn't run.
Thick and veiny. How you been, man?
Blood's veiny?
Been a while.
No, it hasn't, man. You've been home a lot, and I've seen you a lot.
What do you mean?
I'm just saying, I know you've been around, bro. We've been around. We're bros, and we live together, and we have a fucking king-size bed now for the two of us.
Yeah, now we're sleeping in the same room, finally.
You laid on it.
I haven't. Oh, yeah, I
did
once.
Yeah, I had to pull you off.
You didn't have to do that.
I was like, get out of here, and you were like, put my dick's jammed in it.
Yeah, I was like, I already made a hole. It's small, don't worry.
You won't even see it.
No, you were mowing the grass when Josie and I came in and checked it out, and then we laid on it.
No, the real story was,
fucked in it.
I was in it, and I was like, don't come in, I just got this bed, I want to get comfy, and you were like, salamander squeeze, and you slid through the door with the lock on it.
I did do that,
and then you just jumped on
no
me.
I said the puddle of Alex Mack that turned into that silvery shit.
I go
yeah,
and you go,
you look like a fucking, what were those things called, the little juice boxes, Capri Sun. You Capri Sun looking motherfucker.
I go, it's like X-Men.
Yeah.
When he turns to like goo.
Got it.
And then you, Senator
Kelly.
Yeah,
is what you're talking about. Yeah. X-Men 1.
Yeah.
When they try to like force him to mutate.
He goes through the bars. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and then, dude, that was a fucked up moment when like he's sitting on the table and Storm's like, don't worry, I'll take care of you, Senator Kelly, even though you hate us, you piece of shit, you bigot fuck. And she didn't say that, but she should have. And he's like, I don't want to outlier.
And she's like, we'll help you.
And then fucking boom, puddle. That was sick. That was cool.
Just water. Didn't even know he was there.
Yeah.
You couldn't tell he was there anymore.
Yeah.
It was very cool.
It was.
Senator
Welly. Because like, he was like water in a well.
I don't get that one. What's it coming from?
All right. So Tony and I were outside.
Where did that originate?
So Tony and I were outside and I was telling him.
Why are you giving them backstory? I just don't know where that's coming from.
Because that makes no sense. And I know why
you're
doing it.
Origin of the joke.
I just did.
Wally?
Welly.
Like he's from a well?
Yeah, water from a well. Boom, you got there. Way to go.
I figured it out.
No wonder you make
more
money
than I
do.
I made a cool pun outside and he shit all over it.
Oh, yeah. So we were talking about Ripley. That's Josie, my girlfriend's dog. English Bull Terrier. So they're known for like loving heat so much that they will crawl into vents and kill themselves just to be in the heat. They'll dehydrate and they'll just die. Well... So I've heard. That could not be true. I don't know.
Yeah, coming from Urban Legend says.
Yeah, yeah. I Know What You Did Last Summer.
.com.
English Bull Terrier. /.
Good Lord.
So, like, the dog, like, we took her out, and she laid down on the concrete, and it was, like, 95 degrees, and she just, like, heated up. And I was like, yeah, she calls her a heater dog. And he was like, really? A heater dog? Calls her a heater dog.
Yeah,
I was like, yeah,
heater dog. Huh?
That's what I said, a heater dog. You're like, why not a hot dog? And I was like,
when you said it, it punched, dude, it punched so hard when you said it. I was like, why not a hot dog?
Yeah. And I was like, I don't understand. What do you mean? What's a hot dog?
Oh, and he just, it's like he took the train and just shoved it up his ass.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just derailed it.
Yeah. I pulled a regular old fucking Ryan Dunn.
Oh, man. You were so not into that joke, dude.
It was a bad joke.
No, it wasn't.
It was all right.
Every listener is going to agree that that was the funniest part of this podcast.
Yep. All right. So, Tony, what's been going on? How you been? What you been doing?
Watering the grass and fucking working.
Yeah, I know, right?
And mowing it.
Mm-hmm. I've been cleaning the house.
I know.
Thank you.
It's a working relationship we have.
It really is. It is odd. Like, Tony and I, we split the duties of the house instead of doing everything duties. Like, oh, yeah, nice. Use that duties. Fucking Peter Griffin.
I'm sorry, Mr. West, there's no more lemon pledge.
Do you remember that part?
No.
Oh, fucking the... she's a Mexican housekeeper.
Yeah, I know that character. Yeah.
No more lemon pledge.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and then her son rolls in the room and he's like, Mama, may I have cookie? She's like, no, diabetes, go back to kitchen. He's like, aw, and just rolls out of the room. That's one of my favorite fun, diabeto. It's fucking genius. Anyways, yeah, so we live boring lives, but we split the duties. I take care of the inside of the house like a 22nd century, what century are we in?
A handmaid?
Is it 21st?
Yeah.
Oh, I wasn't going to say handmaid, dude. I was going to say like a fucking 21st century dude, you know? I'm a stay-at-home dad now. I'm just clean inside. You take care of the lawn, big papa.
Yeah. There's a few things inside, too. I'm like, let me clean that shower out.
I just did the other day.
Let me fix every bit of plumbing.
Nah, what plumbing?
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, now you forget. Paul puked in the fucking sink. Paul puked in the fucking tub. Paul puked toilet.
Well, hold on.
Gotta get all the puke out.
Wait a second. It wasn't all those. I was brushing my teeth one day, and I was very hungover, and I had had... we went to Lamp Post.
Mm.
So I had, like, a fucking full omelet.
Why do you have to... Like, as if this justifies the ending.
And then we came back home, and I'm like, well, it kind of does.
Oh, it's a sink. Motherfucker, next to a toilet.
No, I was brushing my teeth.
Oh, yeah, you gag. You were deep throating.
Yeah, I hit my gag reflex. No, I like to get the back of my tongue, because I don't know about you, but, like, my tongue, like, I have to, like, get really far back there, or else I taste that, like, weird sleep breath. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you wake up in the morning, you have that fucking shitty mouth.
Yeah, but I guess I brush without swallowing toothbrushes.
No, yeah, I'm not like,
you just said you tapped your gag reflex with it. I think I have at least 4 inches in, dude.
No, I think that...
When I'm chugging a cock, it's got to be at least 4 inches to gag me up.
That's why you gag with me. All right.
No, because you're 4.1 inches.
Yeah, exactly. Just right there. Got it. That was like me riding roller coasters my whole life. Yeah, he's just big enough.
Just made it. Hope he doesn't slide out.
Yeah.
What?
Hope he doesn't throw up on the ride. Here's a toothbrush. I'm like,
this is like cock.
No, but yeah, so I hit my gag. I think it's a shallow reflex. That's what I think.
Yeah, you were never... Yeah, I guess you weren't built for...
Gay.
Yeah, you weren't built for gay. You're built...
I wish you could name the episode that, Built for Gay. I threw up in the sink.
I tried to get it out, but it wasn't. It started congealing, and
I
found
out, it. Or more so, like, just and jamming it in there, like, goddamn, come on, go away, dude, problem.
Like a modern... Like a fucking DIY superhero, I get in there and I'm fucking hacking it out and I clean it up. I keep all the Drano. I bought the thingy for the fucking sink. I fucking...
Oh, he's talking about the shower, the hair catcher.
Yeah, because you look like fucking Jean-Claude from Hard Target for no reason with your fucking 12-foot hair.
I'll take that. 12-foot, yeah.
Yeah.
About right.
About right.
Sounds about right. It's like a foot long, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
There's a lot of it.
Well,
not really. I have thin hair.
But oh yeah, we were just saying like
very chin.
I do a few indoor chores, but then I do everything outside.
Yeah. Well, I also do outside stuff too.
At your own discretion. I always tell you, don't pull that shit.
Yeah. I remember the whole winter.
Yeah.
Did a lot of shoveling,
bitch. Dude, he would literally be like, shoveled while you're at work.
I would never do
and
that
I go,
to you.
You son of a bitch.
No, you come home.
You son of a bitch.
No, he'd come home and it snowed like 4 inches. He'd come home and he'd be like, did you shovel the driveway? I'm like, you're kidding, right?
So you want to fess up to something?
Yeah. Did you fucking shovel it without me here? And I was like, not like, hey, thanks that I could get into the driveway.
I thought I heard a salt on my feet. Did you salt
I couldn't believe that you fucking were that nice and just shoveled everything and the walkways and the fucking sidewalks, everything. Yeah. But then, you'd ask it as a question. You'd be like, did you shovel? I'm like, Nope.
Not that cunty.
Yeah, it was a guardian shovel angel.
Asshole. Did you shovel my chits? That was not how I asked.
There was one morning that
I was like, oh shit, did you shovel?
I came
dude?
Downstairs and I was like, hey, I'm about to shovel. And he's like, all right, cool, man. Just give me a second. I was like, all right. And so I went outside and started shoveling.
Yeah, you did.
And like a half hour later, I walk up to the door and knock because I don't have my keys on me. And you're like, I've been looking for you, dude. I was like, not outside? You didn't think to check where we said we were going to be?
He's like freezing, and I'm like, well.
Your whole driveway was done. I had done half of mine.
Oh, and yeah, memories,
you're,
dude.
You're just like, you were out there? I was calling. I thought you went back to sleep.
But then again, it's also like, you know, did I put up 49 windows worth of plastic? Yeah. Like a fucking 8-hour job.
Yeah, I put up
those
two.
Things are stupid.
Yeah, the window one was bad, and it looked bad, and it wasn't good.
Oh, no, didn't really do much. No. I'm not even thinking we made a dent.
Yeah, our heat actually went up because of my window job. Yep. So things are good with you, man. You're just doing housework.
Yeah. Not much to report here at old Casa de Tone.
Why is it your name? We both live here.
Casa de
Pony.
Fuckboy and Tony.
Pony. It's both our names put together. Pony.
Pony. Like.
Or Poi.
Tall?
Yeah, tall. Oh, damn. It's like a fucking ironic dig at me.
T-A-U-L.
Son of a bitch. Casa de Tall.
Tall.
All right, so Tone, have you heard about glass?
Oh, sorry, I was brushing my teeth.
Yeah. All right, listeners, if you don't follow us on Twitter,
I was brushing my teeth, dude.
Check out at @EYECANTREAD. I can't read @ICan'tRead on Twitter, and tweet us if you've ever thrown up by brushing your teeth.
Oh my god!
Or sucking a dick. I'll take both.
Either or. It's we're just curious. Listen.
Well, one gets your mouth a little fresher.
Yeah. One sucking also dick. Gives you nice proteins, though.
Mm. I swallow my toothpaste. Yeah.
Yeah, I always do.
Yeah, why wouldn't you? Protein.
Well, it's got all that extra protein, mm-hmm. that like frothy protein.
Yeah, yeah, that thick protein.
Oh, dude, and then I put a little gargle, a little water, mm-hmm. goes right down.
Yeah, I just drink the Listerine.
Oh, you'll have a bottle of it,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, I just that's how I like to start off my day. I'm like, oh, what, 1% alcohol?
Sometimes it gets in my eye, and I go, I'm leaving it.
Yeah,
it'll look good.
Fuck it, looks nice.
Good for the skin. Let me think. What Glass. Were you saying? Oh, yeah. I Fucking showed you hell. The poster, homie.
No, I already said that. I was. That
but I showed it to you, did I not?
Yeah, you sent it to me. I appreciate that.
You know I knew.
So on M. Night Shyamalan, his actual Instagram account, he released the poster for Glass, which is the third installment in Unbreakable, Split, and then this one, Glass.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how do you feel about it?
I think Mr. Glass is going to trick Splice and...
Split.
Oh, yeah, Split.
I think it's called the Horde. I think that was the name, right?
That they gave him?
Yeah, I think the monster was the Horde.
The Horde versus what, Bruce Willis? I don't know that character's name.
Yeah, well, Unbreakable.
Yeah, so I think Glass is going to pin together, you know, make them fight.
Yeah. Make, let them fight. God, I can't wait for Godzilla 2.
Gojira.
Yeah. Well, that was a line.
It was.
Godzilla, yeah. Let them fight. I was like, fucking hell yes. And it's like, pan back to fucking Kick-Ass when he's all buff.
Yeah, 4 seconds of fucking Godzilla.
Wasn't fucking the Olsen in that?
Yeah, Elizabeth Olsen
That's
was his girl.
So insane. So dumb. What a bad, bad role. Maybe
for
it's
both
badly
of them.
Written.
For both of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Kick-Ass isn't like the great... Actually, I take that back. Fucking, what was he in? That movie that you made me watch. I got dinged for it by Time Warner Cable, actually. Because we had their internet at the time.
One.
Savages.
Oh.
Yeah, he's in that, right? He's a drug dealer friend?
Yeah, yeah, I think so. The tall one. Yeah.
Yeah, with the long hair, yeah. I accidentally... I didn't accidentally... I fell on my computer, and then I accidentally downloaded Savages.
Yeah,
and then,
I did was made a recommendation for a film, and he's like, look what you did.
Well, no, because I was downloading for us, and it was...
So it's our fault.
And I accidentally fell on my computer and then downloaded this movie called Savages, because I got an email from them. They're like, yo, someone with your IP address for sure just like had copyright infringement, and I was like,
I was like, sounds hacked to me.
Yeah, I was like,
we leave that wide open.
Pretty sure Anonymous is outside my window.
Yeah,
right,
we
now.
Don't put a password on it. Should we?
I just saw a fucking V for Vendetta out there, fucking hacking into our system.
I say,
downloading
listen,
savages.
Dude, don't come.
What's
at,
his name?
Don't come at our system. What?
Guy Fawkes, right? Fox.
Guy Fawkes from V. Yeah. Yeah.
So Guy Fawkes, go ahead.
Jesus.
Anyway, so yeah, I downloaded that and I got an email and they're like, we will throttle your internet. You'll have to watch a 20-minute video and it'll take you like 2 hours to like upload, like, or yeah, just download the
nope.
page for Google.
I'd rather take a fucking day in fucking prison. I'd just say, lock me away, fucking let me grease up and get in there and just fucking get it over with.
Excuse me, Mr. Warner, where's the nearest POW? I'd rather have that.
Yeah. If you could intern me, that would be better than this, because
me a
modern boy.
Would it be a POW camp? Did I say that wrong?
Prisoner of war camp?
Yeah.
I mean, or an internment camp.
All right. So, Glass, I'm stoked for it. I can't wait.
I am too. And that's what I think is going to happen.
Now,
you asked me.
You check it out, the fucking the little boy that tries to shoot the gun at Bruce Willis in Unbreakable, like his kid.
Yeah.
He's in that.
Oh, why?
They're bringing like everyone back, like everyone that was in the, like, it's supposed to take place, like, I'm assuming in the time period that the movies are actually filmed.
I wonder when the horde happened in terms of, oh, it was well after the mm-hmm. terrorist event, you know, the like thwarted plan.
I'm guessing that Mr. Glass was the only supervillain he ever encountered, and then he saw at the, all right, spoilers for Split. If
yeah,
you
man,
haven't
see
seen
Split,
it,
you fucking idiots.
If you haven't seen it, then fucking
don't be a fucking idiot and see it.
I'm sorry for this.
Yeah.
So
no, I'm not.
When he becomes like the Horde or the monster, I think it was called the Horde, I'm not sure. But at the end, the post credits sequence was Bruce Willis sitting in a coffee shop finding out that there was another
yeah,
one.
Yeah, seeing like, it on the news.
Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he said. And then
he's
it was like
round
and
five.
And then fucking Nickelback started playing right away.
Or six.
What would it be, round two?
I'm just thinking how many diehards there were.
Oh, a lot. So I think that it's supposed to take place on the same time period. So everyone has aged that long since Unbreakable. So he's only faced Mr. Glass. That was the big
yeah.
boy.
And they'll age normally and be just fine to play
yeah.
this movie.
Basically how they did Star Wars.
Yeah.
Now
it's gonna
I
be
hope
fine.
That they don't like write to that though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I felt that was a huge thing that like didn't work for the new Star Wars is that they couldn't tell the story they wanted. They had to tell the story that they had to.
Yeah.
With the actors being as old as they were.
So old.
Limitations, man, you know? You can't show like fucking like Luke and Leia breaking up because they're both ancient and
yeah.
one's dead now.
For sure.
Yeah.
Well, they could have cut that fucking tie, but they didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and spoilers.
I know. More spoilers, guys. Jeez. They know what they're getting into.
I'm stoked for Glass, though. I think it's going to be really good.
I know you do.
Did you see the...
Probably not.
...trailer for Dumbo?
Yeah.
What'd you think?
Nah.
I'm not into it either.
I don't care. Move on.
I think it's
going to
be bad,
more
right?
Dumb.
Yeah. Dumbo.
Dumbo-ass elephant.
Shitty elephants.
Grow some tusks so I can cut them off.
Oh, wow. I need an ivory fucking gun handle.
I'll just make a toothpick.
You see the trailer for Creed 2?
No.
Dude, it looks fucking sick.
Yeah?
I'm trying
hot,
to think of the last thing
Michael
that
B.
I saw.
Jordan?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of the last thing I saw. Dude, he looks like a monster
yeah.
in this movie. His fucking, like, what are they called? Traps?
Traps,
is
dude.
That the thing that go up to your neck?
Yeah, it just
that
looks
muscle
like
that neither of us know
triangles,
about.
Triangles, yeah.
Yeah. That shit is like he like to his ears.
It's gross.
Dude looks gnarly.
Yeah.
But it looks dope. And Drago is the opponent.
Yeah, is that Ivan Drago's son.
Yeah, exactly. Which is...
It's cool. He killed his dad. His dad killed his dad. And then now the sons are fighting sons.
Yeah, so... is it going to be Independence Day fucking resurgence?
I don't know.
Like, oh fucking, shit, all of our kids are fucking fighter pilots.
Well,
I'm not
Rambo. Rocky was good or whatever the fuck it was called. Creed was good.
The first Creed was great. Yeah.
So you'd hope that because Sylvester's doing it and all the fucking Rockies are awesome.
He didn't direct that movie.
Oh. Well, he was in it. So hopefully he has...
Or I don't think he wrote it either. He was just in it.
I don't know. I thought he did something.
Yes. Acted.
Besides acting.
Oh, my bad. Here, I'll look it up.
Dumbass.
No, but I'm pretty sure that he didn't. He was like, hey, yo, so the next Creed movie, guess who's going to be directing and writing it? Oh! Sly.
Is he Pacino?
Italian? I think he's
Italian. Ooh, wow. Oh, wow. Yeah.
Got a great ass!
What a fucked up line.
It is weird. All right, Creed 2. Let's check it out. Paul, please be quiet.
Yeah,
sorry,
please be quiet, sir.
Dude, there's a sick shot in the fucking preview. I just saw it on IMDb.
Yeah.
He's fucking like training underwater with weights on his feet, just like punching in the fucking pool. Oh, that's so neat.
That is neat, because punching underwater is hard, dude. I tried to kill someone underwater once.
Dude, do you ever have dreams? Everyone does. But
yeah, I've been there.
You ever had dreams?
That's yeah. Do you want to know about my dreams?
Yeah, sure.
I dreamt that this podcast was going to be the greatest.
Better than
podcast.
It is now.
No, I have a dream.
Oh.
That
I don't know if you want to start it out like that.
Why? I have dreams.
Yeah.
What are you referencing?
I don't know.
Neither do I.
Okay.
I have a dream, and it is that this podcast will be the gold standard of all podcasts. It will eclipse Rogan and Kevin Smith and Nerdist and...
Well, Nerdist, I don't think we have a problem with now.
Yeah, Howard Stern, and I don't know who else is popular in podcast land.
Adam Carolla. Ricky Gervais.
Oh, God, all of them. They'll
I'm
going to
jizz
like,
all over his face.
It'll be like in Peaky Blinders. They'll come and pay their Jesus respects Christ. To me.
We'll get the fucking...
To me!
All right, so Creed... Creed 2 is not directed by or written by Sylvester Stallone, so I apologize to everyone. I was wrong.
Wait, Creed was?
Creed 2 is not.
Is not. Oh, okay.
I could have sworn that like he was like, yo, I'm writing it, I'm directing it. Because he wrote Rocky, didn't he?
Yeah, that's his movie.
He directed it as well?
Based off that badass dude in that other movie.
Oh, shit.
Had
we
a
just
weird
watched
title
that.
With...
son of a bitch, yeah, it was fucking Sabretooth.
Yeah, Liev Schreiber.
Schreiber, yeah.
Good movie, don't remember the name. It's called like Bop Bop.
And then like the real, Ryan Coogler wrote and directed the first one. So he's not a part of the second one though. So I'm kind of writing away.
Uh-oh.
But hey, yo, Sly, you know, he's not directing it. I can't do it. Can you do a good Sylvester Stallone?
No, not really.
Adrian!
Yeah.
That wasn't too bad, right?
Like it's hard because I can like,
Mickey, you got company!
Or like a, I am the law. Like, it's all the same.
I am the law. That wasn't bad, right?
Yeah.
All right. I'm there, man.
Everything he said in that film. Hey, get over here, you sons of bitches.
Hey,
I'm like, so fuck, he's in a room.
What are these three seashells about?
Dennis Leary's in the sewers? That's crazy.
Does he have stingray boots on?
Hey.
That's from Suicide Kings.
Does he have stingray boots on?
These are fucking stingray boots, motherfucker. What are you thinking? $500 I paid for these shoes. Fucking fish boots. You see the Predator Red Band trailer?
No. Yeah.
Holy fucking shit. So the boy from Narcos, the blonde guy, which was one of my favorite parts about Narcos, is starring in it. So you don't like the new trailer. I can see it in your fucking eyes.
What the Narcos didn't know was... I was going to make a movie called Predators, and I would not make Narcos anymore.
He should have been in that. Narcos season 3 for me, like, I started watching it. I didn't finish it. You liked it a lot.
I enjoyed it, yes. It was a cool new arc, and I like Pena. He was my favorite character.
I connected
he's a conflicted
more
dude.
With
yeah.
the white guy.
Yeah, the blonde white guy. Yeah.
I'm like, wow, he looks like and a race that should be only.
The tan, you know, cool dude.
Yeah, gotcha.
With big fat fucking sexy lips.
DSLs, I believe they call them.
What's that stand for?
Dick sucking lips.
Whoa!
Zingo. Heard it here first.
Okay. Nerd alert.
So the Predator. You saw a bit of the, I'm assuming, some type of evolved Predator?
Yeah, that, and it looks like it's not going to be a bunch of tactical badasses fighting Predators. It's going to be a bunch of fucking, like, real people.
No, that's what I told you to begin with.
That's stupid.
What?
I like tactical badasses like Schwarzenegger.
Josie and I were talking on the way home after we saw the trailer for Predator. We went and saw a movie this week, Jurassic World, Fallen Kingdom. But up in front of it, and I was like, wouldn't it be neat if they had a Predator movie with like Arnold, Danny Glover, the girl that survived AVP, And the people that survived AVPR, and then the person that survived Predators.
Is that Adrian Brody?
I think so.
Or the girl? Or both?
I think both. I can't remember. We watched this not that long ago. Yeah, that's insane, right? We're dumb.
Right.
Dumb as
right,
hell. Right. Anyways.
It's fine.
So you get all the people from that, and then they have like an arena battle.
Well, like Thor Ragnarok?
No, with like mazes and like tactical things to stand up in and shit like that. Like,
oh, like
watchtowers.
Paintball course.
Yeah, kind of, but like you die.
Yeah. Dude, what if
this paint
a
kills.
Little genre mix? This movie starts with the hum of a fucking plane. And then it pans back. No, a big plane. Like a fucking B-52 bomber.
It's Sebulba's pod racer. Sorry, it's a...
Okay. And then they drop in.
Yeah.
Is that to an island.
Predators happened?
No, but they were unconscious and woke up midair. These people choose where they want to land. And then you land... And then a bunch of predators land as well, but you don't see them.
No, you understand what I'm saying? Is that like they get everyone that survives. So like the predators are like, holy shit, we sent those and they killed our teenage kids or whatever the fuck happens. AVP was supposed to be like a teenage, adolescent predator.
I know.
And that's how they became like men after this controlled area.
It would be a controlled area.
If they survived.
Like an island, like a map.
I understand. Exactly like fucking Predators or PUBG.
PUBG is what I was getting at. And you didn't get it. And you're just dense as fuck. It's like talking to a big shitty stack of bricks.
But you didn't see the cool part about what I was saying.
A stack
with
of shit bricks.
With the old people from the survivors.
I said
of the
all
AVs,
of them would be in
peas,
it together in the course.
All the peas.
I was just describing a cool course.
Yeah.
For them to be in together.
Yeah.
You fucking idiot.
So you got a couple buildings, some mountains, and a fucking...
Yeah. Cars.
Yeah. Well.
Loot drops.
Nah, yeah. There's fucking. Oh, man.
Oh, three AKs and a bulletproof vest, guys.
Oh, dude, I got a ghillie suit.
You got a 4X scope?
That's what's in the care packages. It's a ghillie suit and like two guns that you can't get in the game.
Ghillie suit's
wild.
Dope.
Ghillie suit sucks.
Dude,
PUBG.
Sneak around like a ninja.
Yeah, no, then you'd be a predator. All right. So, anyways, I'm stoked for the Predator. It looks fucking dope. All right. So, this line, is it Peel or. Key.
One or the other.
Is it Peel and Key? Right?
K and Peel.
K, sorry.
or Key and Peel. Yeah.
It's Key and Peel. All right. So I think it's Key. The one that wrote Get Out. That one. He's in the bus with like all these prisoners. He says this line. He's like, hey, your mom. Oh, fuck. Now I'm not going to remember.
What a podcast.
Damn.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
You're really podcasting the shit out of it.
I remember my first podcast.
You know where the mic is?
First time I heard that, I left so hard I fell off my dinosaur.
Fuck you. And your crayons. Kid. Fucking baby.
What a podcast. all right. He's like, your mom's vagina is so open it's rated E for everyone. I don't know. Something like that.
Yeah.
It's good, though.
And all right.
I
so
it
a
up.
Really
so
funny joke at the beginning of a trailer. We're not dwelling at all.
No, we shouldn't.
Just go see a funny joke at the beginning of that all one right. trailer.
So, all right. Let's hop into, do you have any other news? Oh, shit. I did see this, though. Have you heard about the DC Universe channel?
Now,
okay.
Ooh, you set him up, I knock him down, eh?
Yeah,
that's called a strike.
Quite the. It's I was thinking spike because I like volleyball.
Do you?
Yeah.
You right. don't look like a volleyball player.
Most of us don't, Tony. All right.
You don't look like Top Gun, huh?
You, me, and Paul. Yeah, fucking.
Yeah,
boys are back in town.
Maverick and Goose. Oh, God, what is that fucking song from...
It's not Boys Are Back in Town.
No, not at all. God damn it.
It's something...
And it's not Hall & Oates. What I want to got... Like flame burns the candle.
Oh, God, you're amazing.
Candle feeds the flame.
Oh, I thought you were going to keep going. All right, so
okay.
The DC Universe channel.
Is a channel for all the DC shit.
Yeah, you can get comics off of it. You can get, I think it said games, too.
That's what I want to do is sit in front of my TV and read comics.
Yeah, you don't read digitally at all. You never, right?
No.
It's not that bad.
I'm very archaic.
Yeah. He looks so, he fucking.
No, I take that back. I read manga all the time. At Manga Rock. But not, I don't have anything for comic.
Well, it looks like a PDF.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's like one page, yeah.
One page, not one panel.
No, not cool panel stuff.
That's what's going to be neat about this is that's going to be like that Comixology like panel thing, but it's a whole channel. So yeah, you can read it on your screen or you can get it to any device, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Just like HBO Go or Netflix. But the movies that they're coming out with right when it starts is Superman 2, Superman 3, Superman 4, The Quest for Peace. Paul, with the fucking
doors. Oh my God, the fucking kitty opened a door like a like a human, dude. He just whipped a big door.
Bro.
God, he's like 14 pounds of just...
Whatever's in there is going to be covered in cat hair.
Pure ass.
Supergirl, the show, Batman, Batman Returns, Batman Forever, Batman Begins, Justice League, The Flashpoint Paradox, which is an animated show. Not show, movie.
Oh.
Fucking dope. It's awesome. It's so good.
All right.
And The Dark Knight Returns, which is also an animated, part one and two.
Yeah, I've seen those.
Those are fucking sick, too. So yeah, I mean,
this is what that thing looks like, by the way. That...
Yeah,
it's manga reader. Yeah, it's panels, but it's not, kind of.
Oh, yeah, it is.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. It is kind of like you just scroll down and it sort of like it's built for this.
Okay, so this is made for cell phone?
I think so.
Well, then that makes sense because it's kind of akin to the comic book reader. Tony was scrolling down on his phone like portrait style, right?
Yeah, okay. It was just shooting down and towards then,
like,
my thumb.
It almost had like one panel per like spin
yeah.
of the finger.
Yeah, and it seems like, I mean, it's cool. I like it.
So, all the DC movies and TV shows streaming on DC Universe, what do you think?
I mean, I give it a 5 out of 10 deep impacts as of now, only because I don't like a ton of DC stuff. But I do like Dark Knight and...
It's not on there.
I know.
Yeah, I was about to say, Batman Begins is the only Christian Bale on there.
Love Dark
so
Knight.
So weird.
Yeah, it is. Like, and
hey, guys, what does everybody want? What does everybody need?
I don't know what that reference is.
It's a wrestler. I think it's like Head. Al Snow.
Oh, Al Snow. Yeah. I don't remember him.
What does everybody want? What does everybody need? Head. But then you'd actually have like the head.
Oh, but he's talking about...
Blowjobs.
Blowjobs.
BJs.
Yeah.
Bajingos. That's what I call them.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's Josie.
I'm like, hey, babe.
Need a bajingo?
Want to go bajingo? Bajingo bango?
What are you, The Rock?
Yeah.
Pop, 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 pop.
Then I have people's elbow her.
How's it going? Hey, I'm The Rock.
Speaking of The Rock.
Oh, fuck me in the ass.
Jumanji 3 director is aiming for an early 2019 filming start. Now,
what?
I'm confused because it said Jumanji 3. Are they referencing the fact that there's one Jumanji and then the Welcome to the Jungle?
Yeah. And then they'll say like Return to the Jungle.
Yeah.
Third. Get it?
Oh. What's another jungle song?
I'm really clever. What?
Like Jungle Fever.
I don't know. Jungle Fever is a song. Yeah,
I don't know.
I don't know that song.
I don't either.
The fuck is it? Who sings it?
Jungle Fever.
That is not a song.
Nah, it's not.
It can't be a song.
Yeah, I just...
Jungle Fever. No.
That's it.
Nope.
Well, the song's over. It's so good.
Just repeats 90 times.
All right, I think that's all the news that I have. Are you excited for Jumanji 3?
Oh, Kenny Loggins. Danger Zone. That's the song from
Danger
Top Gun.
Zone.
Yeah.
I went to the danger zone.
Yeah.
But I think it's like Boys Back in Town.
No, it's not. It's
so
like,
Danger Zone is the volleyball scene.
Yeah.
No,
all
that's
of
when,
the scenes.
That's when they're fucking
maybe that
flying.
One is Hall & Oates. But I won't do
you got,
that. Because that would fit.
Hold on. Top
gun volleyball.
I got it.
And then it says like Paul's already seen this video 44 times.
Yeah, I'm like, what do you mean?
Recently watched.
What do you mean I can't view anymore unless I pay?
I don't want YouTube Red. This is bullshit.
You can watch a video too many times? You're kidding me.
Joke my ass.
Crash and burn, huh, man?
Oh my god, that's like the... It's not even in the sand.
Hold on.
He's gonna...
Slider.
Kick his teeth. Like, bite at him.
You stink.
Stinky ass. I do have a stinky ass. I'm Val Kilmer. Yeah, this song is just...
Let's go! Okay,
no, it's not Boys Are Back in Town.
It's not.
Close.
It sounds like we're watching 80s gay porn.
It is what we're watching! I can see it. You can't. I'm watching this shit, dude. And I am fucking... I went from 6 to noon. Oh, dude, the form on those. They're in jeans, like full jeans. That's a catchy little hook there.
Playing with the boys.
Playing with the boys.
Wow, we're dumb. All right.
God damn.
Let's hop into weekly recommendations.
Please.
And rejection.
I have anything else to get to.
Westworld. Let's talk about that.
We can't.
Go ahead.
No.
Spoilers aboard.
No.
Abroad.
abundant spoilers? What are you trying to say?
Well, it's like we're on our own ship with all the listeners, and I'm
the
like,
spoilers aboard! Are with
like they're
us.
Boarding? Yeah, they're boarding
I can't
us.
Spoil this, dude.
Yeah, no, you can't.
Everyone would stop listening.
Well, I think that already happened.
No, it did not.
Hi, Tom.
Dude.
That's all who's listening. Me and you.
God damn you.
Out in this fucking... We're because, like, we're
can
like,
listen to this?
Yeah.
No. Y'all don't listen to this.
Oh, that's what you... Sorry. I misunderstood you. No, oh. I don't listen.
Neither do I.
Yeah.
Bitch.
So no one's listening.
All right. Capital. Asshole Westworld. I'm not giving anything away.
How'd you feel about the second season?
It was the greatest. It was very slow start.
Slow start.
But still beautiful as always.
But slow start meaning like fucking like I have no clue what's happening.
And very convoluted. Dude, by the end, I felt enlightened and stiff as a board. Dude, that fucking ending was awesome. It was like three episode awesomeness.
You're 6 to noon like 3 times a day.
Whatevs, dude. I'm fucking healthy. Are you not?
Playing with the boys.
Yep. I loved it. If you didn't love it, you're probably stupid. That's what I've read online. It said stupid idiots don't know it.
I wish you didn't
couldn't
have the
handle
internet,
it.
Honestly,
I read it.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
You
what,
read
from a letter?
You read too?
Never.
You said that fucking Sylvester Stallone wrote Creed 2. You read it.
I heard about that.
And
heard.
So did I.
Heard.
I heard this.
Through my ears.
That's what I heard.
No, through
that
your eyes.
Only dummies wouldn't
heard
like
your
the
eyes.
Second season.
I understand it.
You do?
I'm just saying that like the beginning of it was very convoluted and didn't make any sense. And they also changed structures of characters that like never existed before. The black frames of the bodies. All right, so Westworld's about robots.
You know
you don't
they
know.
Explain that, right? They explain the white things.
When?
In like the fucking second episode.
What'd they say about it?
They say that that's a fucking... It's literally a fucking... It's a clone that Ford...
No, motherfucker. I'm talking about like how their bodies are.
Yeah, like...
Inside the skin, they are white. They show it at the beginning of every fucking thing, like when they're making the bodies and
oh,
shit like that.
Oh, yeah, and you're saying like...
But in like flashbacks, they're all black.
Oh... Those are probably just like original Gen 1s.
So I'm the asshole. You don't even know what the fuck
or
I was trying to say.
Maybe. That's your qualm?
I just blew your fucking
not really.
Pea brine.
Oh, now I got
brine.
A pea brine. A pea
brine.
Wait, what is brine? Brine's something nasty, I think. Like brine from like you squeeze something and it gets brine.
Ew. What?
Something.
Really?
Yeah. If you squeeze like a cactus and like an armadillo together, it creates like a brine. It's like a brine.
There's no way that's what it is.
It's a thing that they do. And
squeeze cactuses
Mogadishu.
And armadillo.
In Mogadishu.
Mogadishu.
I've read about it. And I heard about it. From my friend Moog from Mogadishu.
Mm. Also from Mowgli.
He lives
no, it only gives me brine.
Did you spell it right?
I spelled brine, meaning.
How do you spell brine?
I don't know. I just said it. B-R-I-N-E?
No, Brian with a Y, you stupid asshole.
Oh, now I'm the dick.
Oh, my God. It's from hey, it's Dutch Brian. Yeah. Mm.
The name Brian is an Irish baby name.
Brian, Derry. What's that mean?
You know what's awesome? It says, in Irish, the meaning of the name Brian is surname.
Yeah, surname.
S-U-R? Fuck off like you knew
S-U-R?
That.
S-U-R?
Yeah.
Yeah. I knew the spelling of the word, too, dude.
Why wouldn't you? That's how surname spelled.
You thought it was like surname, like, is his name Sir? Huh? What? Am I on Pluto?
No,
huh?
Surname means your first name.
Pebbles for a brain?
Your first name, then the family name, right?
No, surname just means your fucking, like, your Christian name.
Yes, yeah, so your first name.
Oh, my God.
That's what I said. Why am I being the asshole? Oh, son of a bitch.
It was fun.
Oh, it's the best. All right. So, Westworld.
Yeah.
Brine.
Don't worry about Brine, dude. Yeah, I loved it, man. It was smart as shit. It was fucking violent. It was kind of crazy. Yeah. It was really violent.
It was really good.
It was really sad. And Radiohead played at the end.
You think of Peaky Blinders?
No, both. It's the it's a song called Codex that plays at the end. It's the last song as the credits are rolling before the thing.
There's an after credits?
I told you. There's after credits, you stupid idiot. Now you're coming at me and saying you don't know the whole...
Son of a
Maybe
bitch.
We do take a pause and you watch the after credit and we come right back now for right now and you tell me what you really think.
And we're back.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. All right. So, yeah, I saw the last bit of Westworld. Make sure you stick around for the end credit scenes on the 10th episode.
It really pulls it further.
Yeah, and for sure Radiohead, and definitely expands a lot more than I knew what was
you
happening.
You see, dude? That's why I came out of that with, like...
That was like a mini episode.
This very powerful feeling. I was like, oh, this is a lot.
Yeah, that's a lot. All it's right, a lot so, to take. Westworld, 10 out of 10.
Yeah, it's
a blast.
Fan fucking tastic. It's gorgeous. It's fucking really, really artistic and like it's smart as fuck.
People do say a lot that fucking Westworld like is one of those shows that you watch and you're like, I'm pretty sure I saw the last season.
Yeah.
Like it's so dense that you're like,
yeah.
Did
I think
I
know
something?
Where it ended. Yeah.
And like we said, like about the like the white and the black like armors of the insides of the droids and shit like that.
But you never know. They could literally be like, different timeline.
Exactly. Yeah,
that's why,
up.
Dumb idiots.
All right, and not a spoiler, so there's no different timelines. Don't worry about it. What else do you see? Pack Rim 2?
Yeah.
What this podcast has been fucking based off of?
Yeah, Pack Rim 2 did come to my eyes. I mean, I could watch it on mute and be just as happy.
All right, so how do you feel about Finn?
Oh, sucked.
Mm.
Very fucking just...
Run the mill?
Not really pulling any stops there. I mean, made Idris Elba look like Philip Seymour Hoffman.
I'll agree with that.
Compared to him.
Yep.
I was like, son of a bitch, dude. Like, I'm not my father's son. No shit. You got none of his charisma.
How'd you feel about
none of his like evil energy, power?
How'd you feel about the turn?
Oh, the turn was kind of funny. I didn't see it coming all that way.
Neither did I.
I was very like, oh,
I thought it was
kind of
cool. I thought it was kind of cool.
It was more clever than I gave any of the other plot things I had in my mind were way less clever.
Now, send me spoilers if you've seen an anime, but Tony told me that there was an anime that had basically the same story plot of the middle of the movie.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, like the idea that these fucking robots are almost like infected with like an organic virus and it can take over the robotics and they're pretty much a hive mind. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Controlled by another earthly fucking force. They come down to Earth.
All right. So the fucking Jaegers get infected with fucking
Kaiju. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not giving anything away.
They were drones though, which I thought
they
was
were
neat
drones
as well.
Yeah. And like in the anime, it was drones that went haywire and became like this, these fucking like messiahs of doom for the world. And giant robots, they were in my biggest qualm. This was fucking ended. The third act was in fucking Japan. Japan. They created fucking bipedal robots. That's their thing.
Yeah.
And they did not have their own fucking mecha.
No, they did. It got destroyed.
It's not, it would never get destroyed. It would be the best.
One cool thing that Tony and I both pointed out was when the kaiju come on the fucking, like, in Japan.
Into
like, in
Japan,
the city,
Tokyo streets, yeah.
They have these, like, weird, like, little, like, cylinder pods that everyone goes into, and they start twisting, like, screwing down, like how a screw goes down into the earth, and then, like, the kaiju just, like, stepping on the earth. I thought that was way neat.
No, it was by far one of the best-looking scenes, most clever. So, like, in line with what something that universe would have is, like, the middle of an intersection is, like, a giant pod you get in, and then it corkscrews into the earth.
Yeah, it's almost like having, like, one of those, like, blue phone booths. Like, it's, immediately call the cops.
It's so dope.
This is, like, immediately fuck off from a fucking kaiju.
It was very cool. It was only, like, a five-second scene, but I was taken by it, and so were you.
Yeah.
I was like, man, you guys put the coolest thing right there.
I'm back not gonna lie. Like, if this was a comic book, I would have loved it.
If this was a
Since
movie,
it's
man.
A movie, and the fucking writing is like, it, I don't know, like they just can't sell those lines well.
No.
No matter what, I think.
I think it's hard that this, become almost a fucking meme of itself.
Yeah.
A little bit. Like the fucking nerd guy. The one nerd guy who's like the British, like, I don't know. I don't think I can calculate that right now. He's like, this time, I say,
Yes.
Oh, he was.
Let's do it.
Yeah, he was the scientist from the first movie.
Oh, God.
That helped Charlie
yeah.
Day figure out how to.
The really timid one.
Drift yeah. with the fucking kaiju brain.
Dude.
But I'm not going to lie. There was some good story, like, arc in it. I dug the story arc, not the.
I liked the little girl. She was the only character I enjoyed.
I'm saying, like, the. I did not care.
She was cooler than anyone else.
Yeah, Finn sucked.
She
too.
Built a robot.
Actually, like, I didn't care for any of the actors, but, like, looking at the story arc, like, what they were trying to portray, I'm telling you, like, it just wasn't done well.
I know what you're saying.
It's a cool plot.
I know what you're saying.
It's yeah, a like cool
the,
plot.
The premise that is like.
Premise, plot, everything about it. How it works out, everything. Mm-hmm. I think
this was rated R, oh man, it would be a perfect fucking sci-fi movie.
Exactly. So there's more blood and guts and shit yeah. like that. But what I'm saying
serious
is.
Serious actors.
Yeah, but so like the story of it, like on page works.
It's not on page.
The execution is just rough.
Yeah, the medium.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't put it on film, guys. Just make a fucking comic.
Honestly, that should happen with a lot of movies.
Yep.
What else do you see?
Give that five deep impacts. I would watch it again only for aesthetics and only if I heard a robot starting up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll give you that.
Okay. Well.
Are you out?
Of what?
Shooting blanks right now?
What are you talking about?
You got more movies?
I got nickels in my fucking tube.
Go ahead.
All right.
Hit me with a five.
Gangs of New York.
Nice.
I watched it again because it's perfect. It's 10 out of 10. Bill the Butcher.
Yeah.
And fucking... Amsterdam, fucking, it's just so fucking good. Like, it's actors like doing their best work, and Scorsese doing some of his best work.
Oh, I think
it's just perfect.
I would honestly say probably
it's pretty
his
high.
Best.
It's
work.
Pretty high for me. Like Departed and Goodfellas is right there too.
When was the last time you watched Departed?
I think within the year.
There's shots in that are so unpleasing.
It's because there's an aesthetic he was going for. Zoom ins and shit. And
I
the
hate
weird...
that shit.
Yeah.
And I think it looks bad. Gangs of New York isn't like that.
No, that was his film. That wasn't based off of another film trilogy. Departed was.
Oh.
So
okay.
He was paying a lot of homage to the like Korean trilogy that's based off of.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, with some of the shots, with a lot of X's in a lot of scenes.
That
yeah.
makes a lot of sense because I was like, this doesn't even seem like Casino.
Yep. Yeah, it's based it's like off a like fucking... a trilogy.
Then again, that could have been cinematographer as well.
Yeah. No, Gangs of New York.
Yeah,
man.
That's definitely a 10.
That's an original, and it's
beautiful.
It's gorgeous,
yeah.
Dude. I know you're gonna be like, duh, that makes sense. But I'm like, that dystopian ending, like mm-hmm. of like what happens to the world mm-hmm. as it goes on.
Yeah,
that shit like break. It's heartbreakingly pretty, like and yeah. sad.
Tony's definitely into fucking like just watching the moon crash into the earth.
You know? I just watched Melancholia for fun.
Yeah, he's like, man, if only that we get that beautiful of a scene, and then I die.
Oh no, yeah, that's how I felt after Radiohead. I was like, this was perfect. I don't know if I'm gonna want to live after this. And
yeah.
I got really, really, really depressed. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, this is how I should go out. But it is like that Melancholia at the end. Like they're sitting there as a planet's falling into theirs.
Yeah, gorgeous,
gorgeous looking, and then the atmosphere rips their fucking bodies to shreds.
Yeah, agreed.
Sick.
I watched Spider-Man 1 and 2. Tobey Maguire.
Ugh, God.
Sam Raimi.
Second one, don't get me wrong, man. Doc Ock is awesome.
Yeah, he's so dope. I'm not going to lie. The first two movies hold up.
Does that first one, though?
Yeah.
Bonesaw is ready.
Yeah, no. Fucking Randy the Macho Man Savage.
Hell yeah,
delivers.
He snaps a Slim Jim on Peter Parker.
Holy shit. No, that movie works well. And I'm not going to lie.
You like it because it's very comic booky. It's like a very comic booky comic book movie.
It's super fucking cheesy.
Yeah, it's cheese. Yeah. Like Parker's like good amount of nerd.
But I'm not going to lie. Oh, I think Tobey Maguire's an awesome Peter Parker. Not that great a Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And I felt like Andrew Garfield was an awesome Spider-Man, not a good fucking Peter Parker. I feel like Tom Holland is like kind of honed both of them.
Tom Holland's cool.
But Spider-Man 1 and 2, the storylines that they're arcing through it and shit like that, like fucking...
We know.
James Franco becoming the Hobgoblin and shit like that. Like, watching it, like, work through the first two films, like, is actually pretty neat. Like, they actually carry... Like, I don't know, it's weird. You feel like... Sometimes with these, like, anthology movies, even the Marvel movies, they force storylines into it. This all felt natural.
Well, this is also an older one, trying to just do one thing.
But
not be a universe
agreed,
thing.
Agreed. But, alright, so fucking,
this year, that Spider-Man wouldn't be that simple and kind of, like, developed.
And it works so well.
It'd be chaotic, yeah.
It worked so well, like, mm-hmm. as that. Like, it was very localized, like, and everything like that.
Do we get any fucking hints about blah blah in this one? You know, like, there's none of that in those.
There is.
Now?
No, there isn't that one.
About that one storyline.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, that, so, like, introduces, like, different characters.
They're not hinting
like
at Thor and shit.
Well, they said Doctor Strange.
Did they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the guy,
really?
In the second movie, he's like, oh, man, Otto Octavius gets fucking 8 arms. How ironic. Think of a name. And he's like, Dr. Octopus. He's like, no, awful. And he's like, science, like squid sciencer. And he's like, no, terrible. He's like, Dr. Strange. And he's like, already taken. It's cool.
That is a cool little nod. That's as far as that arc goes, though.
Yes. But what I'm saying is that, like, it is a tied universe in the sense of like, the Spider-Man universe. They were trying to write...
But
like,
they're not
a,
doing anything else for
but
it.
But they were writing, like, an epic for it.
It was a very fucking locked-in epic. Because
the third one fucking... That was supposed to be
That's
six...
That's where the third one started going off the rails.
I heard that it was supposed to be 6 movies.
Never getting there.
No. That's why the third one ended with fucking 3 villains.
Ugh.
Yeah, Hobgoblin and like, dude, like the arc for like Harry and shit like that, Harry Osborn, is not bad.
No, it's a good, like, good guy goes bad.
Norman Osborn's awesome. Green Goblin looks terrible.
Oh yeah, he does. You can see his mouth through his little fucking like film.
The mesh.
Yeah.
The mesh, yeah. It's Kevin Smith says this thing, he's like, it's like 2 action figures. Like, you're talking for them, basically.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because
you can't see mouse move.
He, like, leans on the grate in the one scene. He's like, how's it going, Spidey? I'm like, oh, they're not moving.
Not only that, fucking, like, you take, and this is also Kevin Smith or someone that is on his podcast, words. You take one of the most, like, facially emotive actors ever and put him in a fucking
Put him in the Man the Iron Mask. Helmet. Yeah.
Yeah. It's insane. But I give those movies like an 8.
Okay.
They were way enjoyable.
You heard it here first, guys.
The first one was fucking good. The second one's actually not that bad either. But then, like, you see this weird thing with Tobey Maguire where it's almost like he stopped giving a shit. Or he's like, I just want to make this crash and burn.
He might have been like,
I don't want this
anymore.
I've already
clocked out.
Yeah, I don't want this anymore. I'm known as Spider-Man now. This sucks. I'm getting pigeonholed. And, like, he acts so badly.
Mm-hmm.
Or that's like Sam Raimi being like, fucking light it on fire. They want to lock us in for 6. Fuck it.
Yeah, let's fucking, yeah.
Turns out I signed something shitty.
Time to start the house fire.
Good.
Oh, I didn't have anything else to say. I watched Peaky Blinders. You know that.
Yes.
I'm obsessed with Peaky Blinders. I've been bragging about it.
You're on season 3?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude. So tight, dude. Just so tight, man. Like,
I'll watch season 4 with you. I haven't seen that.
Ooh, well, I'm gonna kind of go at my own pace, but you know, keep Fair up.
Enough. What do you give Peaky?
Oh, 10 out of 10. I'll watch the
it's
whole
so
thing.
It's so good.
Yeah.
Red Sparrow.
Oh.
Holy fucking shit. That movie was rough.
Yep. I told you. You were like, I got Red Sparrow. I'm like, boring.
Oh, no. I felt like it was like insanely hard to watch. Like, in the fact of like, there's so many like assaulting sexual scenes in the movie.
Sure are.
And it's like, nope, you need to like just do it because you're a sparrow. And you're like, what the fuck? I felt like that movie, like, for like highs and lows, like for something to make you feel, that movie worked on every level.
Oh, I hated it.
Wow.
I
was
so bored.
I would give it like a fucking like 7.5.
All right, cool. I'll give it a 6.5 because I was like sleepy.
Yeah, no. Oh, my God. Like, that movie is just so fucked up.
I guess I'm used to, like...
Like, dude, she was getting, like, raped in the shower. She beat the shit, like, the fuck out of the dude. And then they brought that guy into the room in front of the whole classroom and was like, all right, give him what he wants.
Yeah.
And she literally strips down naked, Jennifer Lawrence, and sits up on a table in front of fucking 30, 40 people. And this dude's, like, starts jerking off his dick to try to get hard to fucking fuck her. When he tried to rape her... 3 minutes ago in a scene.
I mean, it is fucked up, but dude,
that movie's so fucked up.
If
I don't
you
gotta understand.
Be a spy. Gotta be a spy.
It's a weird thing to take away from it. I watched
Spy
Twister.
Training's intense, dude.
Twister.
Don't want to talk about Red Sparrow anymore because I don't think it's as intense as you.
Oh no, we rated it. I was just moving on.
Twister.
I think you should give Red Sparrow. Nah, you probably fuck it.
Why would I do that?
It's fucked up, man. There's
it's
so many
not that
weird
special. It's not that like crazy special. Like,
I don't know, man. It's good.
There's way crazier scenes in movies.
Her getting almost raped and one time getting raped like three times, that's a fucked up thing. Not crazy in a cool way, but crazy in a like, holy shit, like I don't want to watch this way.
Oh, no, maybe it's that I don't want to watch it again.
That's fair enough. But yeah, that invokes like a certain like a type of emotion, which that's what movies are supposed
maybe
to do.
Maybe I pushed it out or something.
Yeah, the movies are supposed to make you feel things, and that makes you feel a way, whether you like it or not, like is like, I guess, a different take.
Yeah, it is. That's why we have a podcast.
Josie asked me, she's like, would you want to read this book? This is a book. I was like, fuck no. And she's like, why not? And I was like, this is, like, from what the movie's showing, there's going to be, like, 12 pages of, like, a rape scene.
Yeah, it's probably off some fuck material.
And, like, there's going to be, like, another 12 or 30 pages of a rape scene. And then, like, another 12, because there's, like, three of them in the movie. I was like, so who knows how many are in the book?
Yeah.
Usually the book, or the movie, cuts down a bit, like, on the horrible shit. So, yeah, I was like,
so you probably get 7 to 10.
Yeah, I was like, I have no fucking, not at all one.
She has that book?
No, she was asked if, like, I want to read it. I watched Taken.
My God, you've watched a fuck ton.
Yep. I told you that.
Yeah, I didn't know it's a lot more than I thought it would be.
Taken, I loved. What's up?
I so want to just, like, close my bedroom door.
Why?
Because he just walked in there.
Oh, Paul?
Yeah.
Why do you want to lock him in?
To lay on my... No, I want to get him out of there and close the door.
Oh, the new bed.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Tony got a king. California
Let's
king
just
bed.
Move on. I want to get that fucking shit machine off my bed.
All right, go ahead. I'll talk about Taken. So, Taken. I absolutely loved it. I really felt that I was going to be like, oh, yeah, I know what this is. Oh, you're going to be Taken. And then when you do, yell out the beards, names, and tattoos of the guys that are taking you. One thing that I thought was odd was that the unrated, or not the unrated, the director's cut version was, they had a scene where he's like, all right, like, say, like, what the dude looks like and say if he has any tattoos or, like, recognizable features or anything like that. So they take her out from under the bed, spoilers, and they're like, and she says, beard, 6 foot, white, star and moon tattoo on right hand.
Uh-huh.
And then he's listening to that back on a plane, which I think might have been a deleted scene.
I'm back.
And it says, she's like, beard. No, fuck. She says mustache.
Oh, my God.
My bad. She says mustache, 6 foot, white. So they fuck it up. Like, they didn't say beard, mustache. Yeah, I thought that was odd.
Well, that's good for them.
But,
good cut.
Oh, my God, the fucking, like, insane Kung Fu Liam Neeson's old ass is doing is awesome.
Oh, I love the fucking
I've never seen him
Taken. Taken's great.
I've never seen so many knees kicked out.
Dude, Liam's cool in that movie.
He like fucking just snaps him like back inwards like Species.
Have you ever Yeah. There's a movie called Arrival with Charlie Sheen that they do that too.
The knee?
Yeah, it pops their knees back, then they run away.
Yeah. All right. I watched The Last Jedi. Awesome. I give that like a 8. And
have you ever seen the movie Collateral with Tom Cruise and Jamie Foxx?
I don't think so.
About Tom Cruise as an assassin and Jamie Foxx as a taxi driver?
That sounds way familiar.
It's.
I probably have.
I think so. It's a fucking intense rated R fucking like Tom Cruise is an assassin just going around killing people in town before he pieces.
Buy it up, dude.
All right. I want to watch it.
I watched The D Train.
All right.
Have you seen this?
Yep.
Really?
I think so. Yeah, it's with Amy Schumer.
Nope.
No, I never seen it.
I think you're thinking like Trainwreck.
Trainwreck, yep.
So The D Train, it's with Jack Black and the guy that played Cyclops. He's also in Westworld. He's a fucking Dolores's little bitch.
Oh, Teddy.
Teddy.
Yeah. James Marsden.
Yeah, he was Cyclops in fucking X-Men.
Mm-hmm.
The original one.
I know.
So, the D Train is Jack Black. He's a fucking. Okay.
What?
Oh, wow. Going for a while.
No one knows what I did, dumbass. So you sound like a fucking idiot.
Tony looked at the time.
Oh, okay.
Now you sound like
Tell
a fucking
idiot. Tell me about D Train.
All right. Jack Black. He runs a committee for the reunion for like 20 or 30 years or some shit like that. Everyone hates him. It shows like calls and he's like, hey, yo, it's D Money. And they're like, who? And he's like, Daniel Lansbury. He's like, no one called you D-Money. He's like, yes, they did. And then, like, you know, go to, like, another scene and shit. And there's one cut, and he's like, no, I don't think I still suck anymore, and that's really rude.
Is it a... It's just a comedy?
No, it's fucked up. All right, so He has like this like weird job. It's the dad from Arrested Development.
Jeffrey Tambor?
Is that the dad from Arrested Development?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, the one in the attic.
Yeah.
So he...
Pop, pop.
Pop, pop, want coffee?
Pop, pop, get a treat?
Yeah.
okay.
Damn, I haven't watched that in so long. All right, so he's the boss of like Jack Black's company or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Jack Black is like, oh shit, if I can get this guy, Jerry Lawless or some shit, to like come to this reunion, everyone will.
Yeah.
Because he ends up seeing a banana boat commercial that the dude is on.
Okay.
Wakes up his whole family, makes him watch it, makes his kid record it. It's super, it's a real weirdly awkward movie.
Okay.
Like that like fucking like shit that just makes you want to crawl out of your skin kind of comedy. All right, so he finally convinces his boss, like, hey, I got to go meet somebody. Like, let's go have this business meeting. Sounds like a big fish. And his boss is like, all right, fine.
Yeah, where's the meeting?
California. So nice. Across the country. And he's like, all right, well, I'll book two seats. And he's like, fuck. I was just going to, like, go there and be like, oh, he didn't want to, and then come back.
Yeah.
So he goes there. He meets his friend, like, Lawless. And it's fucked up. Like, they have a drink, and then they have more drinks, and then, like, he's, like, not, like, a star.
Okay.
He wants to act like one, and then they end up doing coke, and they end up having more drinks, and they end up going back to his apartment, and then...
Uh-huh.
He fucks Jack Black in the ass.
Yeah.
Who's married with two kids.
That's... Okay.
Then he goes back to home.
Yeah.
And his wife's like, yo, how come your shirt doesn't have any buttons? And he's like, oh, they made shirts without buttons? You should take that back. That's fucked up. Like, you should yell at a manager for that. And then before that, like, he's in the shower, and she's like, so, did you make Lawless come? And he's like, excuse me? And she's like, come to the reunion. He's like, oh.
That's fun.
Yeah, he might. Maybe not. I don't know. It's a lot to put him up, you know? He's a big star. And I don't want to spoil the ending, but, like, it is so fucked up. Like, it's way dark. It's, I don't know if it's, like, funny, though. Like, it made me feel uncomfortable most of the time.
Oh, D-Train means, like, riding the, like, riding dick?
All right, spoilers. At the end, he signs something the D-Train.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, cool. His name's Dan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I mean, I give it, like, a 7, because the emotion that it invoked, it was so fucking left field.
Yeah.
The whole time. I'm like, what the
fuck? You get awkward around movies nowadays, bro.
I guess so. What else?
Red Sparrow and now fucking D-Train.
Oh, yeah. I'm just feeling a lot, man. Yeah. All right, sir. I saw Jurassic World, Fallen Kingdom.
Oh, my God.
I know. Everything. I would say that there are moments in this movie that you should definitely see in a theater. There are more moments that you shouldn't, so I would say probably not see it in the theater. I was thinking a lot about it because you asked me, like, should I see this in the theater or not? And, score, not by our boy.
All right.
But used, kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just kind of blah.
Da, 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 da,
yeah, no, it'll be like, in like a solemn part, like, dun, dun, dun.
Yeah.
But with like creepy violins behind it.
Yeah, so it's just sounds like an off. Eerie off.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like tilted.
I don't
yeah.
need that. I like the fucking Imperial March feeling one.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, they're just like, I'm here. Dun, I'm dun, scored. Dun, dun, dun. Listen to me now. I am making you watch dinosaurs right now.
That's beautiful.
Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom, I would say that fucking Jurassic World, if you like that, that's like a fucking, I'd say like an 8.
Yeah.
8.5.
Yeah.
Around there, because it was very nostalgic, very awesome, hit on a lot of cool things. The second one, I would say, is probably a 6.
Whoa.
Now, one of the big reasons why, you don't spend any time at the park.
Oh.
Park's gone. And it's weird. Like, I have the same feeling about Harry Potter. Like, when they, like...
Went out into Deadly the woods, Hollows. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, this isn't... something about this I just don't like. Because okay. I actually like them being at the school and, like, seeing, like, all the cool shit around them. Not so much the actors. And it's like, now they're in fucking trees that I can see whenever I want.
Yeah, I can be by a pond if I wanted.
Yeah, I have Goodyear Heights Park right here. Metro.
I have a tent.
Yeah, fuck it.
Yeah.
It's not bigger on the inside, but whatever.
Yeah.
That's what I tell people.
That's what I tell people all the time.
But yeah, Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom. You can probably wait for DVD for that. But I will say, if you have MoviePass, go see it.
All right.
But go see anything if you have movie passes. And the last thing I watched was Darren Brown, Miracle, Faith or Fiction. It's on Netflix, a Netflix original. It's like a stage act.
Oh.
It's fucking weird. And I'm not going to say that I'm pretty sure it's bullshit.
Okay.
At the beginning, it's like, no stooges or any like actors were used in this presentation. Now enjoy. It seems kind of like bullshit, but it is kind of a neat watch. So I would say like a 5.
All right. Could if you watch want a again. Neat watch, but don't care.
Yeah, maybe a 6. I don't know. Like, there was a lot of intriguing...
I didn't mean to make you raise your rating.
Yeah, fair enough. There is a lot of intriguing things inside of the presentation that, like, make a lot of sense. Like, about you controlling, like, things that, like, make you hurt. Like, let alone, like, what people think about you or physical things that make you hurt. Like, oh, I got a bad back and shit like that. It's a lot about, like, the human mind and how if we tell ourselves a different story that we will actually...
Mind over matter.
That story. Sure. Whatever, man.
I mean, you could have just said mind over matter.
Got it. All right. Let's have an test of Tony.
Literally made that a little quicker.
We watched 50 First Dates. Sorry, dude.
No, I'm sorry, dude. I watched 50 First Dates, and I'm an adult, and I only have a limited amount of hours in the day.
Wow.
Tony
does nothing.
Best part about this movie was Rob Schneider.
No.
Yeah.
The Penguin.
Rob Schneider's funny as shit. He's like, hey, what are you doing? Hey, how does he do his accent in that movie?
I like that. He had like a Jamaican.
I went to Abu,
hey,
yeah.
What are you doing up there? Oh, no, you went to Indian, yeah.
What are you doing? Yeah, I...
Thank you. Come again. I was trying to think about what's his tagline.
Yeah, so he plays a fucking
Hawaiian.
Samoan dude, yeah. And I think he's the funniest part of the movie.
Yeah, him smoking weed and fucking
hanging
his
out,
wife.
Dude, hanging out with my kids, but getting bit by sharks.
Oh, I live vicariously through you. He has like a weirdly
he's
like...
He's funny. He's
like,
oh, what are boobs like?
Yeah.
Dude, he's something funny.
What are boobs are like?
Dude, when she beats the shit out of him and he's like, oh, no, God.
That
dude,
was awesome.
It's fucking hilarious.
Wait,
he's like, no.
He's not done yet.
Oh, God.
Dude. That, I don't know. There's parts of this movie that work really well, I feel.
Certain parts, but the premise.
Now, wait, how'd you watch
this? Parents on my TV.
Well, my TV. But,
no, my TV.
Oh, really?
I said my TV.
Who'd you watch it with?
Courtney.
Did she like it?
She loves it.
Okay, so were your thoughts different? Because she.
No. What do I look like? Someone who would change their opinion?
Kind of, yeah.
Stupid movie.
You seem like formidable.
You seem formidable like fucking fat clay.
Yeah.
Don't look at my tits and my gut. I'll pull your ponytail right down onto my juicy dick.
Don't look at my tits and my gut. You called me fat clay. That's what I call
it. I did earlier, dude. You remember?
It sucks because I'll name this show Fat Clay, and people that look at it will be like, oh, it's definitely
making,
about Tony.
It's
definitely
making fun of Tony.
But no, this hateful motherfucker that
not
likes
hateful,
to,
dude.
That likes to put labels on people.
No, what I like to do. Oh, my God, labels on people. I got some labels you've given me over the years. You might not have remembered giving them.
Well, no, those probably weren't
you want
labels.
Me to...
Those are just fun times of me not
oh,
knowing what I was saying.
Just fun time nicknames.
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah.
Not a label, though.
Anyways.
Settle down.
So, Test of Tony, 50 First Dates.
I'll give it a 5 out of 10.
Dude, all right, so...
It's got shitty music, and I don't care for...
Israel fucking...
The one time, and the rest is just 311 and fucking Jack Johnson. I know the goddamn melody. Fuck off! What was his name?
Israel.
Israel. Kabalabalubriga.
Oh, yeah, something like that. Yeah, fucking... 49 K's in it.
So and motherfucker, give me your fucking take on 50 First Dates because you loved it. You obviously loved it.
Well, I will say,
would
some
you
things-
ever do that?
What?
No, it's unrealistic.
All right, one thing that I felt was really awesome was like when you see the trouble that the father. All right, so if you don't know
it's
the movie,
sad.
If you
There's
don't know
sad-
the movie, the girl was in a car accident. She forgets everything after she goes to sleep. Uh-huh. So the next day is the day of her car accident. So
and she keeps reliving it.
So her father and brother like put out a fake newspaper of that day. Like they go to like get pineapples and shit. Like he repaints the fucking garage every day.
Yeah. And I talked about that. I was like, oh my God, what a pain in the ass. Painting a wall every day. That wall would be 9 inches thick.
But you're doing it for her. And that's the sweetest fucking thing ever.
I didn't say that there wasn't a tenderness in it, but it was also like a phony disease. And then there was 3 second Tom or whatever.
10 second Tom. It's a fucking alliterative.
It's fucking the dude from Grandma's Boy.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
And so it makes a joke of it. So it makes a joke of it. Or in its own movie.
Yeah, in a way, yeah, for sure. An indefinite Adam Sandler joke. I also thought it was funny that they had the Happy Gilmore swinging it.
It's sponsored by Spam.
Not being able to read like in Billy Madison and Big Daddy.
Yeah.
Like the reading joke, like that happened in 2 other movies of his. No, that's Waterboy. But in Billy Madison, like he's like being like taught and shit like that because he's like so dumb. And then in Big Daddy, it was Hip Hop Anonymous.
Yeah,
damn you! You give him all the easy ones. It's fucking Rob Schneider.
Rob Schneider's funny. Like people make fun of him a lot. I'm like, he's great.
If you go back like fucking 30 episodes on this podcast, I guarantee you can hear Tony be like, "Fuck Rob Schneider and his dumb fucking unfunny ass." I fucking hate that cocksucker.
Him and Sandler can fuck off.
One thing that I will say is that the fucking car accident scene, when they show it happening,
yeah,
the slow motion pineapple, I was like, this is like
the cheesiest shit ever.
But like at the same time, like you'd see this in another movie, like say it's like his favorite hat or some shit, and he's at his his daughter's wedding, and like he gets shot in the head by somebody, and that hat slowly rolls, like from him like flipping it. It has such like stark and like stance.
Dude, it's not like it fucking showed blood like soaked corn fucking stalks and shit.
Yeah.
She survived.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying like that was just such a, like a fucking really dramatic.
It was a
dramatic,
corny version of that.
It's a very dramatic moment.
With corny looks to it. Because it's a pineapple flying through glass.
Yeah, but you know what it means.
It just means that she crashed on her birthday.
No, it wasn't glass. It was just fucking rolling on the
grass.
There's
body parts and shit, yeah.
Yeah, and there's like 3 legs.
Yeah, 3 legs, because she lost 3 legs.
Coming out of the car.
It's because she was on her fucking birthday. She had a pineapple in the car. I get it.
No, it's his birthday, her father's birthday.
You know, whatever. I got the significance of it.
I don't know. I like the movie. I give it a 7.
I give it a 5.
That's
not bad. That ain't bad, so
that's
fuck off.
That's better than you thought it was going to be.
I mean, it wasn't like the worst movie by Adam Sandler by far.
Agreed. What it is?
Jack and Jill.
Never seen it.
Well, now you are.
Don't.
Movie of the week.
Damn it!
I wish Simple Jack was a movie.
Oh, God.
From Tropic Thunder.
Yeah.
Love.
Wait, no, really. Yeah, is it that or like you make me laugh? Josie does one of those too a lot.
Wow.
Well, we love each other, you know, and we make each other laugh.
So she makes fun of you, calls you simple Paul.
No, we like that.
Oh,
saying Jesus.
Oh, sorry. No, I just misread it. Sorry.
All right, so let's hop into movie of the week. We watched Terrifier.
Terrifier, dude. So this movie, let me just say right up front, when you're working with a $420 budget, you don't have a lot of options, okay? So don't get judgy on this movie. You only had $400 and 3 frozen burritos to work with, okay? So
the budget?
Yeah. When you got a budget like that, it's shoestring, you know?
I'm not going to lie.
You can't pay for many things, including locations or
locations,
actors.
I'll give you that, yeah. I did not mind this movie at all.
Oh, you didn't
all.
Mind the one character dying two acts into the fucking three-act film? The main actress that you met at the beginning in the first shot.
All right, spoilers.
Who cares?
Good.
This movie's so a mixed bag.
All right.
She just dies off in the middle. It'd be like them fucking killing Saving Private Ryan and being like, let's go find another private, you know? Still got about 45 minutes in this one, guys.
Wait, do you not... Hold on. So the beginning of the movie is
the
like
goth girl.
An interview.
No, not about the interview.
That's like, her.
I know, but I'm saying the goth girl.
That is the goth girl in the interview. Are you fucking... Did you watch the movie?
Oh, that's her in the future.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize that one. Huh. Oh, it's like foreshadowing the future.
Sorry you ruined that for everyone.
No, not at all. Because I didn't even get it.
They show her at the end with the same face.
I turned it off by then.
You thought you just shot everyone in the face three times in the exact same places?
I thought he unloaded six rounds into this chick's face, so...
Three, and then she looked like that.
And she bites people.
Yeah, at the beginning, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that makes a little sense.
Damn.
But... Totally. She just gets rid of her, and then it's these side characters that drag the last half hour of this confused movie to its closure.
Well, obviously, you didn't even know what happened.
That one, yeah, I figured that out later. But then again, I just got no character development there.
There isn't a lot of character. I'll give you that.
You can develop. I feel more developed with Michael Myers because someone gave exposition.
Someone. It's a fun B movie.
The news reporter giving nothing. I really wish she'd be like, would have said something like, this is akin to some killings back in the 80s. Like,
Did you not watch the beginning of the movie? She says, like, there was a murder of fucking blah, blah, blah people. She names the number of people that died, and this is the only survivor. And then you watch all those people die, and you see the only survivor. Are you kidding me?
No, I didn't give a shit. I just kind of watched it from the warehouse.
If that. Did you not watch the movie at all? Because that's the whole premise. Mm. Like, you see her at the beginning.
Dude, I had no way of knowing that it flashed back to the killing and that she was
her. Then why did I?
Because you realized that she was the one at the end. That was hard to get.
You realize that, like, right when it starts happening, like, act three, her sister comes and tries to save her.
Yeah.
You see her in a chair with a fucking, like, thing, like, written on top of her, like a banner.
Yeah.
And she looks exactly like the girl.
I thought that was just how he maimed people. He was always pushing eyes in.
He shot her three times in the face.
He pushed the other eyes in from the other dude.
Agreed.
And it looked just like it. So I was like, that's just his thing.
And she did too.
And I didn't know it was the same mutant.
That's what they were trying to...
It didn't do well. Should have done some clipbacks like sawdust.
I got it.
Either way.
Sawdust.
Saw.
I know. The movie Saw. Said sawdust.
No, sawdust. The movie Saw does it.
I thought you said sawdust.
I want to clap you in the head with a fucking glass ashtray.
I want to fucking stab your eyes out with my thumbs.
Wouldn't work. I'd shoot you in the face three times.
No, I'd come back and bite your ear off while you're interviewing me.
I just didn't like it that much.
And I liked it a lot.
The gore was so torture porn gore. It was.
I love that. Oh my God. They cut a chicken half from vagina down. Spoilers. That was amazing. I've never seen that in a movie.
I thought it was going to happen, then it did, and I was like, oh boy, this is intense.
Dude, that was fucked up.
I mean, I loved the bad guy.
The clown.
Yeah.
I loved the whole fucking presentation of the movie.
You know what his name is?
Oh, God. Not the artist. Is it the artist?
I thought it was Whisper.
No, I think it's the artist. You might be right.
I like how he didn't have a voice, but also, he was super strong. I don't like that unless they give me a reason for it.
Well, yeah, but then he survived when he actually died.
Shit, dude.
Art the clown.
Oh, yeah.
So I was close.
Yeah.
Closer than you.
Yeah, I know.
Was it Whisper?
Hey, man. Hey. Hey. Hey, listen. Listen, dude. Like,
what was it?
Clean your sleeve.
What was the dude's name in Whistler?
Whistler, mother...
Was it Whistler from Blade?
Hey, man, I'm going to kill you in your sleep if you keep it up.
All right, so...
You will be a shadow, dude.
Yeah. Art the Clown, I enjoyed a lot. That dude was a good actor. Looks very, I don't know, not like you would think. A lot of prosthetics on him, too.
Turns out this is the fucking, like, follow-up of other movies. What? He's an established character in other movies.
That character?
Yeah.
Really?
His character, like, did stuff in some other movies. I don't know if it was animated or if they were films, but yeah, Art the Clown is not his, that's not his first time in a film. And I was like, get out of townsies, you know?
Honestly, I would have
I'd never
no idea.
Seen it. I think there were.
I looked him up and I couldn't see anything else he was really in.
Corny horror films.
Possibly that, but I don't know about that. Well, actually, he could have been playing a character that might have been somebody
That's
else.
What I mean. I think he's either based off of, or it's like he was the same villain from other movies.
Interesting. I absolutely dug this movie. I thought it worked on so many levels. It's such a cool B-horror movie, and not annoying in a lot of senses that most B-horror movies are.
I understand. Yeah.
Like, I think that it worked well. I think they shot it well. Like, it was so, like, I don't know. There was so much homage to, like, that genre.
I guess I didn't hate it. I just didn't.
I liked it a lot. I give it, like, a fucking 6.57. Like, I dug it. I was in.
All right.
What do you got?
Give it a 6.25 deep impacts.
That's not bad.
Because it did have cool gore, but, yeah, I for sure was not.
I love practical gore. It looks so cool. It reminds me of The Thing.
It does, but I'd rather see a better one. Like, Zombie, I think, is way better than that.
I've never seen that.
It's very good. Dude, fucking Zombie pulls a fucking, like, puts his hands through a doorway, and a chick is, like, against the wall on the other side. Like, so he grabs her fucking head through the wall, but then spins her around, and there's a fucking, like, shard of wood. Like a fucking like 10-inch shard of wood that came out when he shoved his hands through and just slowly pulls her fucking eye onto it.
Spoilers.
Oh, so hard, dude. It takes like 1 minute to get into that whole eye. kind of like him sawing that body. I was like, how many shots of this fucking chick's head are they going to fucking take?
Well, he was using a handsaw.
Sure was. It only... Oh, Jesus.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it wasn't a chainsaw to where like, oh, shit, you're going to see a human body split in half from the vagina down.
Yep.
It was a fucking... handsaw, so just you have that fucking
yeah,
you can hear it the whole time. It's so fucked up. All right, so next week we're gonna watch Tao. That's a Netflix original,
I believe
I'm pronouncing that right. And then I don't know if we said Test of Tony.
No, I don't think we did.
Oh, it's called All Hallows Eve.
Yeah, that's where he like originated from. Huh. And I think it has some of the same actors.
Cool. I would definitely be down to watch that.
I wouldn't. Not right now.
Wow.
Not right now. Just not right now, Paul.
Got it.
What? All right,
so what are we doing for Test of Tony next week?
Test of Tony, dude. Let's just do... No, don't look over there. I got it. Let's do Harold and Kumar Go to fucking Guantanamo.
I don't have that.
I have it on Netflix.
You do not.
It's on Netflix. what do you mean I do not? I'm looking at it, asshole.
War of the Worlds.
Why do you have to do that? Yeah, I like that movie.
I'm about to say, I was like, yeah, revisit it. See what you think. See the critiques of Tony Cincinnati in next week's edition of I Can't Read.
What?
When he watches War of the Worlds.
Why you fuck with me so much?
In a world.
What are you, Tom Waits' or, shitty little brother?
Or Jason Statham's brother.
The wire
is a hero. He shoots lasers out of his eyes. This summer is coming. Paul, Tony.
I hate you.
Paul Wolf. Volleyball player. Dream of playing volleyball as a volleyball player.
Failure.
Paul Wolf. Pure fail.
Paul Wolf. Volleyball dreamer.
Wishes he was Val Kilmer.
Could've
from the 90s.
Anything with his life. Failure.
What a waste of talent.
Good Lord.
My God, look at Tony.
If our air wasn't precious enough, we present Paul Human. Wolf.
Human beings are gonna die sooner because of this guy.
What a fuck. Until next time, go burn books.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.
I'm like, dude, I've been hung up on by this guy, and he's like, well, I can get you a quote. I said, I don't want a fucking quote from your goddamn company. All I want is removed from your fucking call list.
Dan, let's like, take a step back here.
You're just trying
I can
to
save
trick
you a
you
lot
insurance.
Of money on car insurance.
I'm like, my name is Sean, not fucking Jeremy Ackleberry.
They're like, that's a long name.
Sounds like you're pretty riled up there. You need life insurance?
I was angry.
Yeah, you might be dying soon. We can cover you on that.
And
you
got great plans.
Lousy Weather Media, available on iTunes, Stitcher, and lousyweathermedia.com.
Welcome to this week's commercial for the Lousy Wrestling Podcast. I'm Sean.
I'm Derek.
And we have been voted the number one shittiest wrestling podcast in America. Listen to us talk about wrestling.
Poor wrestling.
Hi out there in Lousy Weather Media Network land. Do you hate stuff?
I hate stuff.
know you hate stuff. I'm trying to figure out if the listeners out there, do you hate stuff? You listening right now, do you hate stuff? There's got to be something you hate. Well, some of those things might match up with some of the things we talk about on Let the Hate Flow Through You, a podcast done by me, Jeremy Shear, and El Hordano Diablo.
That's me.
Yeah, he's late on the cues, but he's a firebrand.
But quick on the brews.
Quick on, he is. He's got a drinking problem, and I hate it.
And Jeremy hates it.
Yeah, I hate it. I hate your drinking problem.
That's fine.
I hate your fat belly.
You love that.
Okay, that's true. I do love his fat belly.
But he hates me.
We'll get into that on Let the Hate Flow Through You, which we release every Monday.
Because everybody hates Mondays.
I really fucking hate you.
I hate you too.
Goddamn Garfield ass motherfucker.
I hate recording commercials. I'm done.
Now recording Chris Clem's Cavs Cast number 50. Chris Clem.
They're playing basketball. We love that basketball. They're playing basketball. We love that basketball.
Basketball is my favorite sport. Talk about the way they dribble up and down the court. Just like I'm the king of the podcast field. LeBron and the Cavs are the king of the world. I like slam dunks, trash talking in the booth. The podcast is funny and it is the truth. Download it now with Aussie Weather Media. Cause it's Chris Clem's Cavs Cast available now.
Chris Clem's Cavs Cast, now a part of Lousy Weather Media. Find it at lousyweathermedia.com or chrisclem.net/podcast. Chris Clem's Cavs Cast. It's fantastic.